Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. You know, we always like to take on these big topics in higher education. And today, well, we're really going right for it. We're asking, are we measuring success the right way in higher ed? I mean, we hear so much about these, you know, graduation rates and enrollment numbers. But do those numbers even tell us if students are really learning anything?
Yeah, that's a really great question. It's something that a lot of people are starting to wonder about. And honestly, there is this growing sense that maybe the old ways, the traditional ways we measure success, they're just like not cutting it anymore.
Okay, so let's dive into this, right?
Yeah.
To help us out, we're looking at this article, Rethinking Metrics in Higher Ed. It's by Jarek Janio. Now, he's a faculty coordinator at Santa Ana College, and it's published on Modern Campus. So what's the main point here?
Well, he's basically saying that there's this disconnect, you know, like colleges are looking at one set of achievements, but then like everybody else, students, employers, policymakers even, they're all looking for something else, something more.
Okay, I'm listening. What are we missing?
Well, think about it this way. We're so focused on just getting students in the door, keeping them in those seats long enough to get that diploma. But are we actually asking, what are they actually learning? Like, are they developing these critical thinking skills? Can they think for themselves? Can they analyze information, solve problems? I mean, those are things that employers really care about. And our current metrics, well, they just don't give us that information.
So it's almost like, judging a restaurant, but only looking at how many people walk through the door and not even trying the food.
Exactly. I mean, you could have a packed restaurant every single night. But if the food is awful, are you really successful? Janio is saying we might be making that same mistake in higher ed. We're focused so much on filling seats that we're forgetting about what should be happening in those classrooms.
And it doesn't stop there.
Right.
He also looks at grades. I mean, we've all been there. The stress over those letter grades. Do they really tell us how much someone's actually learning?
That's a good question. I mean, a student can get a B plus A, right? They ace their tests, turn in all their work. But does that really mean they understand the stuff? Can they actually use what they've learned in different situations?
Right. So maybe grades are actually rewarding memorizing facts and taking tests, not actually learning and growing.
And that's where this whole, you know, crisis of confidence comes in. People are starting to ask, is college even worth it? Are students getting what they were promised? And if those metrics, you know, if they aren't showing the real picture of what students are learning, how can we even answer that question?
So if we ditch those old metrics, what's the alternative? What should we be measuring instead?
Well, Janio is calling for a pretty big shift. He says we should be measuring learning outcomes. Basically, what do students know and what can they actually do after they graduate? Those are the questions we should be asking.
So instead of how long they're in school, we look at what they come out with.
Yeah. And to do that, we have to like think differently about teaching and learning. Faculty have to rethink how they design their courses, focus on activities and, you know, assessments that actually show how students are developing real skills.
So less lectures and tests and more hands-on projects and real world type stuff.
Exactly. You got it. Create learning experiences where students can actually show what they can do with what they've learned.
Okay, but this is a pretty big undertaking, right? Like a system-wide change.
Absolutely. And one of the biggest things is figuring out how to incentivize this change. If we keep funding colleges based on just enrollment, why would they change? I mean, if they get rewarded for butts in seats, not actual learning, then why would they bother?
So the way we fund higher ed could actually be part of the problem, making them focus on the wrong things.
It's definitely something to consider. If we really want colleges to make learning a priority, then our funding models need to change too.
I'm starting to see how this all connects, you know? It's not just about changing a few measurements, it's about changing the whole system, creating a system that rewards real learning.
Yeah, you're totally getting it. And that brings us to another really important point that Janio makes. Faculty, they have a huge role in all of this.
Oh, right. We haven't even really talked about the people actually doing the teaching. Where do they fit into this new model?
Well, his point is that in a system where the focus is on keeping students enrolled, faculty voices, well, they often get lost.
So instead of asking faculty how to actually improve learning, we're just asking them to keep students in class.
Sadly, yeah, that happens a lot. And it can really kill creativity in teaching. You know, it discourages them from really engaging with students and can actually hurt the learning that we're trying to promote.
Makes sense. If we're putting pressure on faculty to just keep enrollment up, how can we expect them to focus on creating those transformative learning experiences?
Right. If we want to measure learning outcomes, we have to give faculty the power to be at the forefront of this change. We have to trust their expertise, support them when they try new things, and create a system where they can actually focus on student learning.
So it's not just a little tweak here and there. It's a whole new way of thinking about and valuing higher education.
That's it. It's about going beyond those surface-level things and getting to the heart of what makes education really meaningful.
This is getting really interesting. I want to hear more about how this shift could actually work, but I think we've covered a lot already. So let's take a break, give our listeners time to process all this, and we'll come back and talk more about how a learning outcomes-focused model could actually look.
Okay, so let's get back to this idea of, measuring learning outcomes. What does that even look like in real life? I mean, if we're not using those traditional things like graduation rates or grades, how do we actually know if students are learning?
Yeah, that's what I'm really curious about. How do we actually measure this stuff?
Well, imagine, like, when you graduate, instead of just getting a diploma, you get this whole portfolio of evidence. You know, it shows all the skills and knowledge you've gained, like a map of your whole learning journey with all the big accomplishments you've made along the way.
Oh, so instead of just saying, hey, I have a bachelor's in history, you can actually point to, like, concrete examples of what you can do with that.
Exactly. Like, you could show that you've mastered these historical thinking skills or your ability to do research, analyze primary sources, stuff like that. Or maybe you're really good at, like, communicating these complex historical narratives in a way that people actually understand.
That would be pretty amazing. I mean, if I'm an employer, I'm way more impressed by someone who can actually show me what they can do than just tell me their GPA.
For sure. And think about what that would mean for students, too, right? Instead of just grinding away for good grades, they're actually focused on building real skills, a portfolio that shows off, their strengths and what they're passionate about.
It's like it's almost flipping the whole thing on its head.
Uh-huh.
Instead of just chasing a degree like it's a trophy, they're really engaged in the learning, knowing it's actually going to turn into something real.
You got it. And this focus on outcomes, it doesn't just benefit students and employers. It totally changes the role of faculty, too.
Oh, yeah. Let's bring it back to the professors. How would this affect how they teach?
Well, in this kind of model, faculty become more like coaches or mentors, right? They're guiding students towards mastering specific skills and competencies.
So less lecturing and more like working side by side with them to develop those skills.
Yeah, exactly. And it would mean faculty have to rethink how they design their courses, make sure the activities and assessments are actually, aligned with those outcomes.
So instead of a final exam, maybe they create a website to show their understanding of a historical period or put together a museum exhibit.
You're getting it. It's about finding these creative ways to assess learning that go beyond just memorizing facts.
This is really cool. It sounds so much more like engaging and meaningful. But okay, let's be real for a second. This is pretty different from how things are now. How do we actually make this happen? It can't just be a few professors changing how they teach.
You're right. It has to be a system-wide change. And it starts with how colleges are funded. Remember, we were talking about how those models often make colleges focus on enrollment numbers instead of learning.
Yeah, it's like we're giving them money just for filling seats, regardless of whether those students are actually getting anything out of it.
Exactly. So if we're serious about this shift, we got to start rewarding colleges for, producing graduates who can actually demonstrate what they've learned.
Okay, let's get specific here. What would that look like? Are we talking about, like, tying funding to job placement rates?
Yeah.
Or how much money graduates are making?
Those are definitely possibilities. We could also look at how graduates do on those professional licensing exams or even, like, what contributions they make to their fields after they graduate.
So it's about data that shows what kind of impact graduates are having on the world, right?
Yeah. And that data wouldn't just be for funding. It could help colleges improve their programs, make sure they're actually preparing students for success.
I see. It's like a whole cycle. Colleges are encouraged to focus on outcomes, which leads to more successful graduates, which leads to more students and more funding.
Exactly. And it empowers students, too.
Okay. Tell me more about that. How would this help students?
So imagine you're trying to choose a college, right? Instead of just looking at rankings and stuff, you could compare colleges based on the actual skills and knowledge their graduates have.
Oh, wow. So I could see which colleges are actually doing the best job of preparing students for the careers I'm interested in.
Exactly. And that kind of transparency, it would make colleges a lot more accountable.
It'd be like a Consumer Reports for higher ed.
Yeah, I like that. And that focus on transparency and accountability would be good for everyone involved.
I'm really liking this idea.
Yeah.
but I'm also kind of skeptical, you know? This seems like a huge change. Do you really think it's possible to change how we think about and fund higher education that much?
I mean, it's a big challenge, for sure. But I don't think it's impossible. We're already seeing some colleges and universities, you know, trying out these learning outcomes-based models.
Really? Give me some hope here. What are they doing?
Well, some are starting to use these things called e-portfolios, where students can showcase their work and skills to potential employers.
So it's like LinkedIn, but specifically for showing off what you learned in college.
Yeah, kind of. And others are doing competency-based education, where students move through their classes based on, like, proving they've mastered a skill, not just sitting in class for a certain amount of time.
So it's about showing you can do this stuff, not just attending lectures.
Exactly. And this is just the beginning, you know. Mm-hmm. There are more and more people in higher ed who want to rethink how we measure success and focus on what really matters, student learning.
This is really making me think. I'm starting to see how this could really change higher ed for the better. But I think we need to, like, zoom out a little. We've been talking about all these practical changes, but what about the big picture stuff? Like, what does it even mean to define success based on learning outcomes?
That's a really important question, and it's one that we're going to explore more in the last part of our deep dive.
All right, so we're back and ready to wrap up this deep dive into rethinking success in higher ed. We've talked about, you know, the problems with the old ways of measuring things and the potential of this whole learning outcomes thing.
Right, and now it's time to really dig into that big question you asked. What does it actually mean to say that success is about learning outcomes? Like, what does that even mean philosophically?
Yeah, it's like we're not just talking about changing the system a little. It's like a whole different way of thinking about what's important in education.
Yeah, it really is. For so long, we've measured success by things like, oh, you know, how famous a college is, how hard it is to get in, or even just how many years you spend in school.
Yeah. Like, how many times have you heard someone bragging about going to, like, an Ivy League school, but you have no idea what they actually learned there?
Oh, all the time. But when we start focusing on learning outcomes, it's like we're saying, hey, what really matters is what you actually know and what you can actually do because of your education.
So it's not about the name on the diploma. It's about the skills and knowledge you have.
That's it. And that changes things, right? It means there are lots of different ways to be successful.
So it's not just about that traditional 4-year college experience anymore.
Nope, not at all. It could be a 2-year degree, a vocational certificate, an online program, even just learning on your own. What matters is the learning valuable? Is it relevant to what you want to do?
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, success isn't just for a few people who can afford those, you know, fancy colleges. It opens things up for everyone.
Exactly. And it changes how we think about colleges and universities, too.
Okay. So if we're not judging them on, like, their reputation or how hard they are to get into, what are we looking at?
We want to see places that are really dedicated to helping students learn and grow. Places that design their programs around clear learning outcomes, that are always trying to improve how they teach, and that really care about their student success.
So it's more about the students.
Yeah.
More student-centered.
Yes. And this means we need to change how we measure success and how we fund it.
Right. We've talked about that. Tying funding to learning outcomes. But how would that actually work?
Well, imagine colleges get rewarded not just for having students, but for actually helping them learn specific skills. Imagine a system where they're encouraged to create new and interesting programs that work for all kinds of different learners.
So instead of just giving money to colleges based on how many students they have, we're investing in the quality of the education they're giving.
Yeah, that's the idea. And that would send a big message about what we really care about in higher education.
That's great. Like, putting our money where our mouth is, right? But I gotta be honest, this sounds, I don't know, kind of idealistic. Can we really get there? Higher education is huge, and things don't change that fast.
It's a big challenge, no doubt, but I think it's possible, and we're not starting from nothing, you know?
Okay, what makes you say that? What are some signs that this is already happening?
Well, remember we talked about colleges trying out those new models of teaching and assessment that focus on learning outcomes? And more people in higher ed are realizing we need to change how we measure success.
So this isn't just some crazy idea anymore?
Not at all. Even policymakers are starting to pay attention, looking at new ways to fund colleges that reward quality and outcomes.
So maybe we are at a turning point. Like, there's a real chance to make some real changes.
I think so. And at the end of the day, this isn't just about numbers and money, right? It's about changing how we understand what it means to be educated in the 21st century.
And that's a pretty exciting idea. If we do this right, We could have a system that's fair, accessible, and actually helps people grow and learn.
That's a goal worth working towards, don't you think?
Definitely. So as we wrap up, here's something for everyone to think about. What can each of us do to make this happen? Whether you're a student, a parent, a teacher, or just someone who cares about education, we all have a part to play.
Yeah, that's a great point. We all need to demand better, more meaningful outcomes from our colleges and universities.
So next time you hear someone bragging about a college's, high graduation rate or fancy alumni, ask yourself, what can those graduates actually do? What did they learn that will help them make a difference?
Those are the questions that will lead us to a future where higher education is really about empowering people and making the world a better place.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into rethinking success in higher education. We'll be back next week with another look at a big issue. Until then, keep learning and keep those minds curious.